The KFC Breakfast Show Podcast. Radio City 96.7.
New Kid on the Block. New Kid on the Block.
Right, New Kid on the Block time. Our champion's back for day 10. Hello, Jordan.
Hello.
How are you?
Okay.
What do you think of the new Prime Minister?
Don't know.
You don't know? Do you know what the new Prime Minister's name is?
Gordon Brown.
Gordon Brown, well done. This morning we're asking the question, we're looking for people to phone up on 0151 472 0967. If you could have anybody as Prime Minister, anybody in the world, who would you have? Stephen Gerrard as Prime Minister. That's great. I'll tell him. All right, Jordan, day 10 for you today. Harrison is our player this morning. Morning, Harrison.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Fine.
Satellite delay.
Yes. Whereabouts are you, Harrison? What area?
New Ferry.
And how old are you?
Six.
You're six. Okay. If you could have anyone as Prime Minister, who would you have?
My dad.
Your dad? Okay. Brilliant. Right, Harrison. What we're going to do is ask some questions. I'm along with Jordan. If you know the answer, you've got to shout your name, okay?
Okay.
You've got to be really quick. Have you any idea what you want to do when you grow up, when you leave school, Harrison?
A footballer.
You want to be a footballer. Who's your favourite?
Gerrard.
Stephen Gerrard. Oh, there's a surprise. Okay, Harrison and Jordan, you know what you got to do. Are you both ready?
Yeah.
All right.
I want one.
Can you wait till after the show?
Okay.
All right, question number one is on films. What is the name of the princess in the Shrek films? Jordan was just in first.
Fiona.
Is right, Fiona.
Yes, that's right.
Well done, 1 point to Jordan. Good try, Harrison. Next question. What is half of a half?
Harrison.
Go ahead, Harrison.
Quarter.
Yeah, well done.
Yes, that's right. I wouldn't have got that one, you know.
Although some people argue that half of a half is half, because half of anything is half. Let's not go there.
Don't confuse us.
All right, 1 point all. Next question. Animals. What's your favourite animal, Harrison?
Lion.
A lion. Okay, what about you, Jordan?
Monkey.
A monkey. Okay. Animals. Where do moles live?
Jordan
was in first.
Underground.
Yes, that's right.
Yes, they do live underground. A friend of mine's got a major problem with moles. Bought a new house recently. Just moles everywhere.
They're ugly as well, aren't they?
You want to see the holes in the garden. It's just very funny. Morning, Mr. Bogan. Hope you're okay. Right, next question is 2 points to Jordan, 1 point to Harrison. Next question is on cartoons. Who is the most famous cartoon mouse? Harrison was in first.
Mickey Mouse.
Yes, that's right.
Mickey Mouse is correct. Whoever gets the next question right is coming back tomorrow as a champion. How many players are there? It's a sport question. How many players? Go ahead, Jordan.
I think
11.
If you get this, what was that, Jordan?
I think it's Harrison. Oh, I don't know.
Well, we haven't asked the full question anyway, so so I don't even know why I took an answer. Wait until we've asked the question before you shout. How many players are in a rugby union team?
Harrison.
Go ahead, Harrison.
15.
Yes! Yes. Well done, Harrison. 15 is correct. Commiserations, Jordan. You lasted for 10 days. You did really, really well. We'll send you something nice in the post.
What's the record so far?
What's the record? I'm not too sure. What's the record?
Oh,
the longest person?
Oh, God. It was a
over
girl,
10 days?
I know it's in here somewhere. I can't think off the top of my head. I'm pretty sure it was about 18 days.
All right. We'll find out and let you know, Jordan. Who do you want to say hello to today?
Me mum, me nan, me granddad, and me auntie.
All right, well, you have a good day, and well done for lasting 10 days. I think Jordan deserves a huge round of applause. Jordan. Well done, Jordan.
Okay.
See you later. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Harrison, well done to you as well. You come on this morning, it means you're coming back as a champion. Smarty Pants, who do you want to say hello to?
The school and the teachers and the cousins and...
Is that it?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Well, do you have a good day? Are you in school today?
Yeah.
What's the name of your school?
Church Drive.
All right, well, you have a good day in school today, and we'll talk to you tomorrow. Make sure you get all your friends to listen, okay?
Okay.
Have a nice day.
Bye.
See you later. Bye-bye.
New on the block.
Radio City 96.7.
Keep the calls coming in for who would you have as a Prime Minister? If you could have anybody in the world as Prime Minister, who would you have?
The KFC Breakfast Show Podcast.
Billy and Kirby says they think Gordon Ramsay would make a good PM.
I think he would as well. I really like Gordon Ramsay.
He's a top man. What else? Richard Branson for me. Maybe he would pass on some of his Midas touch to the rest of us. What else have we got? Biffo the Cosmic Raver, it says here. Well, he'd make a good PM, yeah. What else? Sam in Mole says Bob Geldof, because he says it as it is. Just imagine what it'd be like in the House of Commons. Yeah, that would be good. What else? Paris Hilton would do a great job, says Spencer. Oh, yeah.
Do a great job of what?
Someone says Pete Price would be a good Prime Minister. He's lovely, says Jamie the van driver for Hankinson's. Okay, Ricky Gervais, Dave from Deeside, that'd be good, I think. Jenna Jameson, yes, I agree. Another one, Daz says Jennifer Ellison. Eddie Izzard for Prime Minister. Imagine Prime Minister's questions, and at least he wouldn't have any hidden agenda. Someone said Simon O'Brien, who doesn't work for the other side anymore, because already said what he'd do to the government.
That's great.
Well done, Steve and Melling. Ronald McDonald, because he couldn't be as bad as Tony Blair, says Neil on the 57. Richard Branson for PM. Alan on his way to work at DP Motorsport. Someone says the twins off Big Brother from Andrew Mack and Skem. Catherine Tate, because she wouldn't be bothered. Like that one from Cy Lockett on his way to Glaxo and Speak. Let's take some calls now to the phones. Who would you have as Prime Minister? Hello, good morning.
Hi, my name's Dave. I think Richard Branson should be the Prime Minister because he's in touch with everyone and he's got loads of money and he doesn't wear a tie.
Morning, Kev. I'd have Jade Goody as Prime Minister because she has a lot to say for herself and she's better looking than Margaret Thatcher and Tony Blair.
Morning, Kev. This is Andy Mack from Skem. I'd like to nominate the twins from Big Brother. I think they give us all a laugh. A bit more of a laugh than we've had for the last 20 years.
Right.
Cheers, mate.
Thank you.
Morning, Kev. It's Steve. Hi, I'd like Zippy as Prime Minister. Because if he was doing your head in, you could just pull a zip over on his grid.
Morning, Kev. It's Linda from Chester. I think it should be David Tennant for Prime Minister because he's absolutely gorgeous and he's nicer to look at than all those ugly Prime Minister, other people and politicians. Thank you, Kev. Have a good day. Bye.
You too. Bye-bye.
Download and get CD. The Kev Seed Podcast.
I really like that. Cupid's Chokehead. Choke and hold, sorry.
What were you thinking of?
Oh, no.
Kevin.
No wonder you stayed in last night.
What's wrong with you today?
I know.
You just nearly grabbed me as well.
I know. I walked out the door with my hands in front of me and nearly grabbed hold of Julia's boobs.
Happy birthday, me.
Happy birthday. Oh, that's probably what got me. Got me thinking about the name of the band. Oh, God. Let's move on, shall we? Face has gone bright red here. Got a little mention here. It says, please could you say a big happy birthday to our mum, Janet O'Donnell. Listens to this show religiously on her way to work and loves us all. She's the best mum in the world, and I don't think she realises how wonderful she is and just how much she means to us all. Lots of love from Lucy, Liam, Adam and Mark. That's nice, isn't it? Happy birthday, Janet O'Donnell. Have a great day today. We're posing the question, if you could have anybody as Prime Minister, who would you have? Loads of texts coming in and calls as well. Thank you for all the calls. Homer Simpson, says Paul in Warrington. Loads and loads of calls. Let me see. On the text, this one says, my daughter Charlie Cox, age 7, has just asked me, what is a prime minister? My other daughter, Hannah, age 10, said it's a very important person. I asked who she would choose and Hannah said, Mr. Bean. Another one here. My missus should be prime minister. She thinks she knows it all and every time we argue, we end up going to war, says Paul. Alan in Egbert says, Frank Sidebottom.
Why?
Because he can. He really can. Oh, you're up for the high jump now, little Frank.
He scares me.
He often pulls the head off, doesn't he, when he's not working?
I mean, the first thing he'd have to do.
Yeah, we couldn't have him with our head on, could we?
I wonder if he's the same person, isn't he?
No, well, he's, what do you mean?
Well, like the same person, because he's been going for years.
Yes, it's the same guy. Is it? Just look at his hands.
How often does he pull the head off it, do you think?
Well, he's probably working quite a lot, so he probably puts his head on once a day and pulls the head off it. At least once a day, I would have thought.
In the evening,
yeah.
I wonder if you can't blame him for that, can you?
No, not at all.
It's only natural.
He can't wear that head all the time, can he?
As long as it's in the privacy of his own house.
Yeah, I'd hate to see him pull it off because I couldn't look at him with that face, doing that voice, you know, with his normal face.
Yeah.
So I can only like to see him with that head on whilst he's doing the voice. Moving on. Ali G should be next PM for his foreign policy was all right from Andy and McGull. Kev Seed, you should be Prime Minister because you're in touch with your feminine side. Well, you were over the weekend, it says here from Sarah. Thank you, Sarah. I'd have Jamie Carrigan says he's the best person in the country. Lynn from Kirby is a top man. Jamie, good morning if you're listening. My daughter, morning to Sammy as well. I was talking to Sammy at Stephen Gerrard's wedding. Sammy, and he listens. I didn't realise he listens at this time in the morning. So, morning you. Nice to see you. It says, my daughter thinks Harry Potter should be Prime Minister. He would be able to put a spell over everybody. So there we go. That's a little text that's come in this morning. I think that's it on the text. There's loads, but we just can't get through all the texts. Let's take some calls as to who you would have as Prime Minister.
Morning, Kev. Someone I'd have as Prime Minister. Pete Price, because he's lovely. Jamie the Van Der Ryder from Hankinson.
Morning, Kev. It's John. I'd make Peter Kay Prime Minister. At least he's supposed to be funny. Some of these clowns we've got in charge here are bloody hopeless.
Morning, Kev. It's Si from Birkenhead here. I'd have Eddie Izzard as Prime Minister. Could you imagine Prime Minister's question times? At least not have a hidden agenda. It'd all be out in the open.
Yeah.
Morning, Kev. Derek. I'd like to have Ken Dodd as the Prime Minister and sort out all the tax issues, I'm sure he could.
Morning, Kev. It's Mike. I'd have the Clankies because he'd have a man, a woman and a child running the country. Thanks.
Thank you. Some more texts that have just come in. Peter Netherley says he'd make me Prime Minister because I'd give everybody the weekend off. And most Mondays. Alan Sugar as Prime Minister so he could fire everyone. My daughter would have Ray Quinn as Prime Minister so we could sing all day. Love from Emma in Chilwell. Another one here says, I think Rossi should be Prime Minister because he would give much glee to everyone.
Does he send that himself?
Yeah,
he probably has. It says Terry and Wigan here, it's probably him. Any suggestions around the table you'd have as Prime
Minister?
What about
Bez from the Happy Mondays? That would be the MQ, wouldn't it?
Imagine.
You know, John Bishop reminds me of him. Yeah, he does.
He got mistaken for him the other week.
Did he?
Yeah,
I think they look so much alike.
I'd have John Bishop, actually.
Yeah. Jonathan Ross, I'd have. I love Jonathan Ross.
Yeah, he'd make a good Prime Minister. Any other suggestions?
I was going to say Simon Ross, actually, because just imagine the flap if a crisis kicked in.
Can you imagine him rubbing his chest up and down? Brilliant.
Tune in to the Kev Seat Breakfast Show. Weekday mornings, 6 till 10 on Radio City 96.7.